Praise the Lord and good morning. Today is December 15th. I'm sorry, my microphone just fell down, but I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, and I welcome you to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. Our focus for today is getting your money right. This is step four of the five components of drafting your 2017 vision statement or New Year's resolution. That's get your money right. And our scripture comes from Habakkuk 2, verses 1 through 4. Now, on yesterday, we dealt with the third component, which was professional. And I said to you that I was going to have the sample draft ready for you on the website of how to write this out. And I did try to post it. However, it was a PDF and it wouldn't post legibly. So after this morning's broadcast, I'm going to go back and get it converted into a JPEG kind of layout. And it will be a sample for you on the last 100 days, remove all clutter page for today. So when you go to that page, then click on today's topic, you will see that contained within today's teaching. All right, we are working our last 100 days remove all clutter challenge, counting down to our most fruitful years, including our fruitful 2017. And today is day 15. Can you believe it? We only have 2 weeks left in this year. So I want to deal with you today about your finances and how you get your money right, specifically two rules, the 10-20-70 rule and the $1,000 emergency cash rule. So let's go to a word right quickly, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and I am reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what God says unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Our focus today, get your money right. For this past week, we have been writing out our 2017 vision statement, also known as a New Year's resolution. And I gave you some tips on this. Number one, that it could only be one sentence, one goal. It had to be measurable. It had to be realistic. And it had to be focused on your life and not trying to keep up with the Joneses. And it must include the five components and only those five. One was spiritual, two was relational and family, three was professional, four was financial, and five is recreational. So today we're dealing with financial. Now you have to determine what your financial goal is going to be for next year. You know from my vision statement that my goal is multimillionaire. And for me, that is realistic. So you have to decide, what is it that you want to accomplish financially next year? And remember to make that realistic for your life. So if you are someone who makes close to minimum wage, et cetera, then your goal may be, for example, that I want to save an additional $200 or $500 per month. Or if you have not been saving at all, your financial goal should be, or part of that goal should be, that you will open a savings account and save X amount of dollars per month. If you make more and you can afford to save more, then you save more. Now, the other part of that should be one of your action items. I will create a budget before the end of this year. Because how do you know how much you can save if you don't have a budget? This is part of writing the vision and making it plain. You would be surprised how many people do not have a budget. And, you know, the money comes and the money goes. But 10, 20 years down the road, or even for some of you, you may already be at retirement age. and you're ready to retire, and there's nothing there but Social Security. So you have to make a budget. For those of you who are not familiar with making a budget, your budget must include all of your necessary expenses. What are your necessary expenses? Tithe and offering, your mortgage or rent, in other words, the place where you live, your utilities there, the vehicle that you drive, or if you don't have a vehicle and you utilize public transportation, even that is part of your budget. Do you see? You don't leave anything out. Your groceries, your utilities, all of these things are part of your necessary expenses. Insurance, health insurance, insurance on the car, home insurance. These are necessary expenses. But I'm going to tell you three things that are necessary that should be in your budget that a lot of people, for some reason, do not include. One, petty cash. Two, emergencies. And three, savings. The problem with our budgets is that we always act as if savings is just something extra. If I have it, I'll save it. And that's why we end up not having any money. So petty cash is something you plan so that you can maybe go out and eat with your friends or whatever the things are that you want to do. Emergencies are what you plan for, those things such as if the car breaks down or the air conditioner goes out and you don't have a home warranty. And then savings, all of these are line items in your budget. And that's part of the 10-20-70 rule I wanted to discuss with you, which came from my mother, who has taught us this from us being kids, and she has lived this faithfully. You pay God 10%, you pay yourself 20%, and you live out of the 70%. So that 20% that you're paying yourself is actually your savings. And if your life is to the point where all of the other things that I've mentioned as your necessary expenses can't fit within that 70%, then you need to reevaluate yourself as you're doing this budget to see how you can fix that. In other words, are you eating out 5 times a week when you need to eat out once a week or once every 2 weeks or once a month? Are you going and just shopping for shoes? You know, I have a shoe fetish weekly when maybe you need to do that once a month. You have to look at your budget because, again, you don't want it to come to a time where, God forbid, you lose your job or you don't get a raise or some kind of catastrophe happens, because life happens. And then you're not prepared. You don't have any money because you've been living at 120% of your income. So what are some of the action items that I gave you? Number one was that you're going to determine how much you want to save. And number two, you're going to create a budget. And if you're not saving, you will start saving in 2017. That brings me to the next rule, which I learned from a financial advisor. And that is the $1,000 emergency cash rule. What he said is that most emergencies that happen to people fall within the range of $500 to $1,000. For example, the car breaks down, or sadly, someone passes away in your family and you need an emergency plane ticket. People should always have at least $1,000 available. That's what he taught. Because when you don't, that's when people start going to the payday loan places. That's when they start borrowing from friends and family and digging themselves into a hole that it is almost impossible without godly intervention to dig yourself out of. So if you're on this broadcast, and I welcome all of the callers, and at this point right now, you do not have $1,000 available, well, whether it's in combination of your savings, checking, and credit card. One of the action items that should be part of your financial goal is, I am going to save my $1,000. And whatever it takes for you to get that $1,000 saved, you know, legally, whatever it takes before the end of February, that's what you do. Why did I say the end of February? I'm taking into account people sometimes rely on getting their income tax back. And I'm also saying to you, don't go spending a lot of money on Christmas if you don't have money for yourself. Some of you on this call probably have planned to spend $600 on Christmas, but you have zero of that $1,000 emergency cash saved. Cut your Christmas spending in half. I would even say cut it even more, but I know how it is. We like to buy presents. Cut it in half. You must take care of yourself and your household first. You cannot be a good steward. There was a story in Matthew 25:14-30. I'm not going to read it, about the servants who had the talents. And one went and hid his talent in the ground. And when the master returned, he said to that servant, you could have at least put it in the bank, or you could have at least done something where it would accrue interest. But since you were so slothful and so lazy, I'm taking from you what you have, and I'm giving it to the one who already has the most. That's really what we see in life. People call this the one percenters. Why is it that there are a few people who have so much, while there are some who have little? Well, although some do inherit, another part of this is that they also, people will work for it, they'll save, they'll invest, they'll take opportunities. You don't have to inherit a million to become a millionaire or to become someone who has six figures in the bank. You don't have to come from a rich family to be able to learn how to save and invest your money. God has given you the intellect, the intelligence, the wherewithal, and the resources. And part of those resources are right here this morning on our morning motivation. Another thing that you need to do is to make sure that you are able to say no to unnecessary people and spending from now on. So if someone at the job, for example, invites you out to eat, but you know that you're still saving your $1,000 emergency cash, just tell them, I appreciate it, but I can't go. You don't have to disclose all of your business, but I tell you, I would feel good to be able to say, I'm on a new savings goal for this year. Because there are probably other family and friends that you have who also don't know about that $1,000 emergency cash rule and who need to save, or the 10, 20, 70, and who are living above their means. I can tell you that although my mom taught us this, I didn't always comply. I love to shoe shop. So we're all working on this together to get to that point of financial liberation. Because sex and finances, those are the two factors that destroy most marriages, homes, that cause people to be depressed most of the time. When you don't have money, you're restricted in what you can do, where you can go, who you can see, what you can spend your time on, what you can do for your children, how you can surprise your spouse or your parents. So today, we're going into financial liberty. What are the things that I told you? You're going to save. If you're already a saver, you're going to save more. You're going to get your $1,000 emergency cash. You're going to draft that budget, which includes all of the necessary items first. Only after you've paid all of your necessary bills for the month, which included that petty cash, emergency fund, and savings, do you have money to go out and do all these other things. Now, remember, I am an evangelist, Roxy Williams. I host the Morning Motivation broadcast Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. It's 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. The call-in number is 323-870-4180. Tomorrow, we'll deal with the last component of our 2017 vision statement, also your resolution, which will be recreational. If you have missed any of these teachings during this past week of the five components and the overall teaching on how to write your goal, this is available on my website at feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. FeelFire.com. You can also connect with me for social media and my law office from that website. I will have the sample post it for you by 7:30 a.m. I already have it. And as I said, I tried to post it this morning, but I need to convert it to a JPEG. It wouldn't convert post as a document. So go onto the website after 7:30 a.m. This teaching will be available and the sample of what this looks like on paper so that you can get yours ready. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, we magnify your name this morning. You are making us into good stewards. You are liberating us financially so that everything we put our hands to can prosper and we can be truly liberated within our minds to serve you and praise you. Father, I ask that you bless everyone on this call, that you bless them to complete today's task, which is to go and draft the financial part of their vision. Father, that you liberate their homes, their families, their jobs, that you go in, Father, and you make them the head and not the tail, that you put them in a financial position to lend, give, and not borrow. Father, I magnify you that a cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, and that you are helping us to count down to our most fruitful years. Now, Lord, I speak peace. I speak joy, I speak wisdom, I speak goodness, I speak prosperity for everyone on this call, their family and their friends, that today, hallelujah, hallelujah, woo, hallelujah, we go forth in victory. I will see you in the morning. Please invite others to the call. Until then, go get your blessing.